She continued with her article, cutting up her memories and setting them back down on paper. She made it to the moment when the grenade went off and she paused, glancing up at Roman. He tended to scowl while he wrote, and there was deep furrow between his brows. But his eyes were alight and his lips were pressed into a line, and he tilted his head to the side so his hair would drift out of his eyes. "See something you like?" he asked, not missing a beat. His gaze remained on his paper, his fingertips flying over the keys. Iris frowned. "You're distracting me, Kit." "I'm pleased to hear it. Now you know how I felt all this bloody time, Iris." "If I was distracting you for such a long period of time, you should have done something about it." Without another word, Roman reached for a piece of paper and crumpled it into a ball, hurling it across the table at her. Iris blocked it, eyes flashing. "And to think I made you two perfect cups of tea."